Clinic pregame show. Family Pharmacy Panther Classic got underway last night with a pair of games. In the first game, Liberty Eagles faced the host team, the Mountain Grove Panthers, in a tough matchup. It went to overtime, but Mountain Grove pulling it out with a win of 60-58. And the second game of the night, the Hartville Eagles defeated Marshfield, winning easily 69-34. Now, tonight's first game, Norwood just defeated Mountain Grove 71-56. And now the West Plains Zizzers getting ready to take on the Marshfield Blue Jays. Now, these two teams have already met this year, and we can tell you that West Plains won that contest. I believe it was 69-44. In the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic tournament here, Norwood is the number one seed, West Plains number two, Hartville three, Mountain View Liberty four, Mountain Grove five, and Marshfield is seeded six in this tournament. Now, Marshfield, 2-13 on the season. The Zizzers come in at 8-8. And points per game, well, Marshfield averaging 41.7 points on offense per game. The Zizzers are averaging 62.4 points. And Marshfield is giving up 60.1 points per game on defense. And the Zizzers are giving up 64.6 points on defense. That's how these two teams match up. And so, like we said, they've already played once earlier this year. And now they will have another chance to play again because they still haven't met in their regular season match. That's still to come. So later on, I believe in February. So forward to match number three between the Zizzers and Blue Jays. All right. We'll take a break. We come back with your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic pregame show in about 3 minutes. You're listening to the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. J.D. Power ranked the team at Shelter Insurance number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal.
Yeah.
But it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway.
Yep, it's recording.
Next to Ace Hardware.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove High School. It is the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic, and it is the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic pregame show. West Plains Zizzer is getting ready to take on the Marshfield Blue Jays. And for Coach Mason Miller, he'll be starting Ethan Tumann, Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, and Clayton Robbins. That's five starters for the Zizzers. We expect Marshfield to start Easton Hyder, Carson Adams, Riker Letterman, Hunter Fryman, and Trenton Rosenthal for Coach John Chern III. And his Marshfield Blue Jays do come in with a record of 2-13. The Zizzers are coming in with a record of 8-8. Now, the Zizzers play again on Thursday night, 7:30. They'll play Hartsville here at the tournament. And then they've got the final set for Saturday. First place game at 7 o'clock, third place game at 5:30. Fifth place game should be played at 4 o'clock, all right here at the Mountain Grove new arena, I guess you could call it. It's not the high school gym, it's the arena here in Mountain Grove. It's right beside the high school. So, nice place, and I believe this is the first time these boys have played here in the arena. So we'll see what's coming up here in action for the Zizzers and the Marshfield Blue Jays. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have your starting lineup. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need.
How much time is left on the clock?
Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould, or go to Baird RV Outdoor and Marine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys.
Let me know when not to play
it. City for details.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their physicians, all former athletes, get it when it comes to sports injuries.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls. I played sports, my kids play sports, so I have a personal understanding of what sports injuries mean to athletes of all ages, and so do my partners. We'll provide customized, comprehensive treatment plans to get you back in your game.
For expertise in sports injury treatment, see Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we had it all for you.
Looking for power and performance? Head to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Get the rugged Mahindra Roxer utility vehicle with incredible financing. 0% APR for 48 months, or take a $3,000 cash discount and split those winter logs with ease. Grab an Oregon 30-ton log splitter for just $14.99. Limited time offers at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Sounds good.
Your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
So, welcome back to Mountain Grove, and we've got a foul right off the bat in the ball game. No score so far. And that foul is going to go against the Zizzers, and that's going to go against Jacob Moore. That'll be his first team foul. And it'll be Marshfield to throw the ball in. Fryman will throw it in, gets it in to Adams. Up top they go to, I believe that would be Rosenthal. from the wing, no good, but Long with the rebound for the Zizzers. Long pushes it up the floor, gets it more on the right side, more down the baseline. A stop to Tuma. Back to Long. They'll go down to Tuma on the baseline. Shot no good. And we've got a foul. And this is going to go against the Zizzers. And once again, Jacob Moore picks up the foul. That's his second team foul. We've not even played a full minute, folks, and they've already called Jacob Moore for two fouls. Coach Miller's already having a chat with the official. They are definitely calling this one different than they did the first one. With the rebound, Robbins with the basketball. He'll bring it up, gives it to Long on the right wing. They'll go to Aiden Judd into the ball game now for Moore. Robbins' shot no good. Battle underneath. Going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. So Aiden Judd is in, and Jacob Moore will be sitting for a while with those two fouls. And the Zizzers already have a short bench because this is the JV tournament as well. Judd goes into Robbins, kicks it back up top to Kraft. Kraft on the right side. They go down to Judd. Judd's going to get pushed. He's fouled by Hyder. That's his first team foul. And no score in the ball game yet. 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. And so it's Robbins on the inside, and he scores, and the Zizzers are on the board first at 2-0. Bringing the ball up the floor. That'll be Kuthi. Kuthi gives it out to Fryman. Fryman is going to drive, kicks it out to Hyder. Now then, it's going to be Fryman. Fryman up top, takes it over to Rosenthal now. Now they go down in the post, and there's another foul on West Plains. And that's going to be Josiah Long. And that's the first on Long. That's the third team foul on the Zizzers. And Marshfield will inbound. With the basketball, that would be Hyder. Hyder kicks it out on the right wing to Rosenthal. Now, on the left side, shot up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Marshfield. Robbins, though, gets the rebound on the missed putback. Clayton Robbins trying to hang on to it. Finally gets control of it. He'll get it across the timeline to Kraft. Tuma on the left wing. He's going to drive. Goes inside. Aiden Judd. And Judd scores. This is up 4-0. 5:10 to go here in the first quarter. And it'll be Kuthi with the basketball. He'll drive the lane. Shot up, no good. And rebound over the back is Adams for Marshfield. His first point of the ball game, first point for Marshfield. And a shot no good by the Zizzers. Marshfield with the rebound. And from the wing, shot no good. Judd with the rebound for the Zizzers. Kraft will bring it up the floor. Tuma goes cross court to Long. Long pulls up on the baseline, shot no good. Tuma knocks it outside to Judd. Judd gives it back to Tuma. Now they'll go Robin. Judd on the left wing. He'll fire a three out there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Fryman. Here comes the Marshfield Blue Jays. And it'll be Hyder with the basketball. Hyder picks up his dribble. Going down inside off the glass. It's good. Adams. And we are tied up 4-4 with 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Kraft with the basketball gives it to Tuma. Tuma back to Kraft on the left wing. Tuma up top. Back to Kraft. Kraft's going to drive the baseline, puts the floater up, no good. Rebound comes down to Fryman. And Fryman's going to bring it up the floor for Marshfield. Gives it up to Adams. They'll kick it back out. And the long three is good by Fryman. And Marshfield takes a 7-4 lead with 3.5 to go first quarter. Tuma will bring it up the floor, gets it to Long, cross court over to Robbins. Robbins inside, puts a shot up, no good, left it short. Here comes Marshfield. Marshfield wants to run with the basketball, and Long almost stole it, but Marshfield gets it back. Coming right down the lane, blocked by Robbins. Here comes Judd the other way, gives it to Tuma, and now it's going to be Marshfield picking it up, and a timeout is called. 2:56 to go on the first quarter. 7-4, Marshfield with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edson Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. Marshfield leads it 7-4 over the West Plains Zizzers. 2:56 to go first quarter. Marshfield basketball. And it's Kufi giving it up to Fryman. And they try to go inside. Clayton Robbins steals the basketball. Kraft, Josiah Long missed the layup. And underneath, Ethan Tuma with the putback, his first points of the ball game. And Zizzers trail by one here. Little floater is up and no good. And the rebound comes down to Kufi. And Kufi's going to have it go off of Aiden Judd's foot out of bounds. It'll be Marshfield ball on the baseline. So, Marshfield inbound. And spinning in the lane. And a foul is going to be called on West Plains. And Coach Miller is not happy at all with the way this ball game is being officiated. Aiden Judd picks up the foul. His first, that's the 14th foul on West Plains with only one on Marshfield. So Marshfield will inbound on the baseline. These are the same two officials that did the first game between Norwood and Mountain Grove, and there was a lot more contact there that they didn't call in that game that they are calling in this one for some reason. Kraft over to Long. Down the corner is Tuma. He'll drive, and his pass is stolen. Here comes Marshfield the other way. Fryman with the basketball on the right wing, and it's going to be stolen by Tuma. Here comes Kraft. Kraft over to Long. He'll fire from the corner of the baseline. No good. Zizzers are having a terrible shooting night here so far. And now three from the wing is going to be no good. Kraft with the rebound going the other way and missed the layup. Contact and no foul called. And here come the other way. It's going to be Adams from Marshfield, going to be out of bounds. It'll be Marshfield basketball. Oh, Marshfield will inbound in front of the Zizzer bench. And that will be Kufi to throw it in. Gets it to Rosenthal up top. Rosenthal, they'll go over in the corner. Driving the baseline all the way out. Three-pointer from the wing is no good. Rebound comes down. Another three up, no good. And it's Long with the rebound for the Zizzers. 1 minute to go. First quarter, Marshfield leads it 7-6. Robbins, now they go back to Tuma on the right wing. Kraft up top. Kraft goes to the left wing. Back up top, now it's Long. And there's a foul. Finally, we got a foul called on Shad into the ball game. His first, second team foul on Marshfield. Landon Montgomery is going to come in for the Zizzers, and Ethan Tuma will have a seat. Montgomery to throw it in, gets to Kraft. Kraft pulls up on the jumper. It is no good. Robbins with the rebound. He'll spin, go down the lane, and lays it in. Robbins has got four, and the Zizzers have a one-point lead with 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Adams with the basketball. Gets into Shad. And now a foul, another foul called on West Plains. And that's going to be on Clayton Robbins. That's his first. That's the 15th foul. And that will send Shad to the free throw line to shoot one, or shoot two for Marshfield. And he makes the first one. Ties the ball game up at 8. And wait a minute. And we've got a foul on Adams. That'll be his first, third team foul. Free throw is going to be... Well, I thought they said the free throw was good. 12 seconds to go here in the quarter. Long on the left wing. Robbins on the baseline jumper is no good. At the end of one, we're tied up at 8-8. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call
Low Scoring Game.
Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Corey today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Corey. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments.
Yeah.
At Simmons Bank,
probably
our
average
modern
high school
banking
basketball
solutions
rough.
Make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Mountain Grove. We're tied up 8-8 as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. Join the Marshfield Blue Jays, the West Plains Zizzer Boys. It's the first round action of the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic here at Mountain Grove. And the Zizzers will get the basketball. Starts the second quarter. Jacob Moore is already on the bench. Picked up two fouls in the first minute. And now we've got a question. They're going to say it's a Zizzer ball. We're waiting, and now they finally say, okay, it is. Zizzers will get the ball to start the second quarter. Here we go. Jared Kraft gives it up to Tuma. Tuma will set the offense up top, long on the left wing. Back to Tuma, now down to Kraft. They'll go Robbins down the baseline. Tuma back up top, long from the left wing. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Shad. And Judd just takes it away from him. Should have been a jump ball right there. But we'll take it. Kraft on the baseline. Jumper is no good. Zizzer's having a terrible shooting night. Robbins puts it back up, and he's going to get fouled. He's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And this foul, I believe, is going to go on Fryman, and it does. That'll be his first team foul here in the second quarter. And Clayton Robbins at the free throw line makes the first one. Robbins with 5 points in the ball game. And now checking in is Shipman for Marshfield for Shad. And Robbins missed the second free throw. and there was a hold by Shipman into the ball game, and it wasn't called. And now Marshfield misses the jumper. Tuma had the koozie over his back. No call. Robbins inside. A lot of contact. Missed the shot. No call. Now it's knocked away, and Tuma with the basketball. Up to Robbins. He'll fire on the baseline. It is no good. Judd with the rebound. And a three-pointer is going to be good by Kraft from the west. From the left wing, the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And the Zizzers lead it by three. And loose basketball picked up by Robbins. Here comes Kraft, and he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. As Shipman picks up his first foul of the ball game, second team foul on Marshfield. Jared Kraft at the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. And he missed the first one. I don't think I've ever seen the Zizzer boys miss this many shots that they normally make so far in a ball game. They are ice cold, folks. Kraft hits the second free throw. He's got four in a ball game. It's a four-point lead. And with the basketball now, that would be Fryman. Fryman up top on the right side. That'll be Koofy. Now they come down the lane, and another foul. And this one's going to be on Josiah Long, his second. First team foul of the second quarter. Landon Montgomery comes in. Long's going to have a seat. And now it is Fryman with the basketball. Gives it to Koofy up top. Koofy on the right side. That would be Fryman. Koofy back out. Fryman on the right wing. And stolen by Montgomery. Here comes Robbins up the floor. Kraft kicks it out to Tuma. He'll go inside, and Clayton Robbins missed the shot, gets his own rebound, puts it back in, and he's fouled. So count the basket. And the foul is going to go against Marshfield. That's the third team foul this quarter. And now they finally put the foul up there. It's Shipman second. Clayton Robbins shooting one, and it's good. And Robbins now with 8 points in the ball game. This was up by seven. 5:40 to go first half. Fryman gives it up. That would be Hyder. Hyder on the right side. Fryman's going to fire from the baseline for three. No good. Air ball. And Robbins with the rebound. Tumo going to bring it up. Back to Robbins up top. Kraft on the right wing. Judd on the baseline. Now Kraft. They'll go Robbins. Back to Kraft. Kraft will pull up for the jumper. And it is no good. Tuma battling for it. It's going to be on the floor. Judd on the floor after two. And timeout called by the West Plains Zizzers. 5:06 to go first half. 16-9, Zizzers with the lead, and we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball 100.9, The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. Zizzers lead it 16-9 over the Marshfield Blue Jays. And the Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. 5:06 to go. Robbins missed the easy putback, goes out of bounds, and it will be Marshfield basketball. So it will be Adams to bring it up across the timeline for Marshfield. And Zizzers knock it away, but Marshfield goes to get it. Adams back with it now. And Judd's got to be careful. He almost picked up a foul there. Hiker with the basketball. Shad with it now on the right wing. Cross court, gives it up to Adams on the left side. Now back to Shad. They'll go inside. Shot up, no good. Clayton Robbins with the rebound. Here comes Kraft up the floor. It's it to Judd. Back to Robbins. Over to Kraft. Kraft coming down the lane. They said he traveled with a basketball. So it'll be Marshfield basketball on the side with 4:23 to go here. In the first half, Zizzers up by 7. And right now with the basketball coming down the lane, shot up no good that time by Callaway in the ball game. Montgomery with the basketball, gives it up to Judd up top. Kraft all the way around. Robbins on the baseline, shot no good. Tuma underneath with the rebound and the putback. Tuma's got 4 in the ball game. Zizzers up by 9. Hyder gives it back up. And it's going to be knocked away. Judd with the basketball. Robbins with it now. Up the floor to Montgomery. They'll give it back to Judd. Now Tuma with it. They'll go Robbins. Robbins trying to work inside. Gets too far under the basket. Excuse me. Robbins gets it back and slams it home with two hands. Clayton Robbins on the two-handed stuff. The Zizzers up by 11 with 3:20 to go first half. Hyder with the basketball. And timeout is called by Marshfield. 3:13 to go here in the first half. It's 20-9. Zizzers with the lead. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Now. More West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic at Mountain Grove. The Zizzers lead at 20-9 over Marshfield with 3:13 to go here in the first half. And Marshfield with the basketball. And Tuma knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Marshfield ball on the side. Ryman will throw it in for the Blue Jays. Gets it in to Kuzi. Kuzi back over to Ryman. Down in the corner now. They go in the lane. Kuzi, he missed the shot. And Kraft with the rebound. And now we got a foul on Marshfield. And that's going to be on Kuzi. That'll be his first. And that is the fourth team foul on Marshfield here in the second quarter. One more and the Zizzers get to shoot free throws, but we all know what happens when the Zizzer boys shoot free throws. They usually don't shoot them very well. Montgomery misses the shot, and now they're going to say interference from a cable. So it'll be Marshfield basketball. Kuthi brings it up and gives it up to Rosenthal on the left wing. Kuthi over, and shot is no good. And rebound is run down by Rosenthal. Now on the baseline, shot up, no good. Judd. And Aiden Judd just got picked up another foul. That'll be his second foul of the ball game. second team foul on the Zizzers. And Marshfield will throw it in. Kuthi up top. Now he'll go back door, and it is good by Fryman. Zizzer defense fell asleep. And it's a 9-point Zizzer boys lead, 2:12 to go, first half. Kraft with the basketball. Chuma, he'll fire a three from the corner. In and out, no good. And it's a loose basketball. Chuma runs down the loose basketball. Now Robbins will fire a three from the wing, no good. And they're going to say it's once again interference on that wire, and it'll be Marshfield basketball. Zizzer's not shooting the basketball very good here in the first half. Kuthi with the basketball, minute 49 to go in the first half. It's Rosenthal up top to Kuthi. Kuthi on the right side now on the wing. He'll give it up to Fryman now. And now, and now, and they call a timeout, said the coach called timeout, and the coach said, I didn't call timeout. So Marshfield will get the basketball again, but the Zizzers steal it. Clayton Robbins with it. Robbins gives it up to Kraft. Jared Kraft now on the right side. And he lobs that one. And that should be Golgin there. And it is. So don't count the basket. As Marshfield goaltended, the ball was still on the rim. Kraft with it. In the lane, floater is good. Jared Kraft now, he's got six in the ball game. Zizzers up by 11, 49 seconds to go first half. Kuthi up top on the right side. Fryman will fire the three. It's no good. Clayton Robbins with the rebound. Robbins will bring the ball up the floor, gets it to Montgomery. Montgomery up top to Tuma. Tuma trying to drive. He's going to get fouled. And that will be the fifth team foul on Marshfield. So the Zizzers will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is going to be on Fryman, and that should be his second. And Tuma to the free throw line, misses the first free throw. So Fryman comes out. Hyder comes back in. For Marshfield, Tuma's second free throw is no good, and the rebound comes down to Marshfield. Kuthi will bring it up, 24 seconds to go in the half. Zizzers up by 11. 17 seconds. Kuthi out top. And Tuma almost, he got a hand on it, almost stole it. 7 seconds. Now it's going to be Hyder. Missed the shot, and Clayton Robbins is going to get fouled. Clayton Robbins is going to free throw line to shoot two. That foul is going to be on Adams. That's his second. Clayton Robbins at the free throw line for the Zizzers, shooting two. With 0.6 seconds to go in the half. Robbins makes the first one. Second free throw for Clayton Robbins, the senior, is no good. And at the half, it's 23-11. Zizzer boys lead Marshfield Blue Jays here. At the half, it is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show coming up. And we'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
The real estate market is still strong, and you have time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate Realty puts clients first, so call them today at 417-257-2733. Visit WestgateRealty.com or search Westgate Realty on Facebook. Go Zizzers!
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic here in Mountain Grove. And West Plains Scissor Boys, they lead the Marshfield Blue Jays by the score of 23-11 here at the half. That is your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show for the Zizzers. Leading the way so far, Clayton Robbins with 11 points. 6 points for Jared Kraft. 4 points for Ethan Tuma. 2 points for Aiden Judd. Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, and Aiden Judd all picked up 2 fouls apiece in the first half of the ball game. Josiah Long and Jacob Moore picked up his 2 fouls in the first minute of the ball game. And then Josiah Long picked up his second early in the second quarter. And so Aiden Judd and Landon Montgomery getting to see quite a bit of action for the Zizzer Boys here in the first half. Marshall is being led by Fryman with 5, Adams with 4, and 1 point for Shad. The Zizzers led it, or we were tied up 8-8 at the end of one. The Zizzers have held Marshfield outscored them there in the second quarter, 15-3. Foul situation, Marshfield, well, they've committed 9 fouls here in the first half. The Zizzers have committed 7. It's the Zizzers leading it here, 23-11 over the Marshfield Blue Jays at the half. Now, coming up, we have on Thursday, Norwood will play Liberty at 6 o'clock. 7:30, West Plains will play Hartville. And then, like we said earlier, Saturday will be the finals of the tournament. And first place game will be at 7 o'clock, third place game at 5:30, and the fifth place game at 4 o'clock. All right. We'll take a break here, and we'll come back. Actually, let me just go ahead and tell you that there was a game added to the Lady Zizzers schedule. We were notified today that the Lady Zizzers will be playing Columbia Hickman at Hickman High School in Columbia, and it'll be on Saturday, February the 15th. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it'll be a JV and varsity game. So 1 o'clock for the JV, varsity to follow. We'll have that game for you on the radio. So Lady Zizzer is going to take on the Columbia Hickman Ball Club at Hickman High School in Columbia. Once again, that's February the 15th, JV at 1 o'clock, varsity to follow around 2:30. All right. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 Strength.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the 6th generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys.
Well, the there you go.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
When winter hits the Ozarks,
was it a West
Mother
Plains
Nature
game
can throw
she was talking
anything
about?
Our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little furry.
Oh, yeah.
Send a West Plains by 2 adult buffets.
Probably.
Get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pizza Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now, that's a big deal. But it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pizza Inn of West Plains. Located.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dylan told me he was doing the same game.
Next to Ace Hardware.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds
Roger
of
that.
Years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove, and Marshfield starts off the third quarter with the basketball, and they score as Adams got in the lane for an easy basket. Clayton Robbins from the wing is no good, and the rebound comes down to Coopy, and Zizzers almost stole it, but here comes Adams up the floor, and it's going to be a three from the right side, no good. Josiah Long with the rebound, and Coopy knocked Long down, no foul. And then Coopy turns around and hits the three-pointer. Folks, I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea what qualifies as a foul in this ball game. Jacob Moore in the ball game. Kraft down to Long on the baseline. Back to Kraft from the wing. And his shot is no good. Jacob Moore just got mugged under the basket with no call. And here comes Marshfield the other way. And Kraft blocks the shot out of bounds. It's a seven-point lead for the Zizzers. 6:32 to go here in the third quarter. And it'll be Fryman to throw it in on the baseline. Gets it in to Adams. Adams kicks it back out. Fryman's going to fire another three. It's no good. And Long with the rebound. Up the floor come the Zizzers. Robbins inside in the lane. Puts the shot up. It's good. Clayton Robbins now with 13 in the ball game. And Long knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Marshfield basketball. And Tuma steals the basketball on the inbound pass. Tuma gives it up to Robbins. He'll go to Moore. Back to Robbins. Over to Tuma on the right side. They'll give it up to Kraft now. Long down on the baseline. The jumper is good. Josiah Long with his first points of the ball game. And the Zizzers back up by 11 with 5:44 to go. Third quarter. Coopy with the basketball. Kicks it over to Fryman on the left wing. Down in the corner, that's Hyder. Coopy back over to Hyder. He's going to drive in and score the layup. And right now, the Zizzers look like they're letting Marshfield get some easy baskets. Looks like they're afraid they're going to get called for fouls. And I can understand that. Kraft on the floater on the baseline is good. Jared Kraft now with 8 points in the ball game. And Hyder coming up the floor. And it's going to go behind the back to Coopy. Steals it, and now there's another foul, and I think they just got Jacob Moore for his third foul of the ball game. Jacob Moore just picked up his third foul of the game. He's going to have to go to the bench. First foul of the quarter, and Coopy misses the shot. Judd with the rebound. Long will bring it up the floor. Now Judd goes inside. Clayton Robbins lays it up and in. Clayton Robbins now with 15. And the Zizzers lead it by 13. Fryman and Long just picked up a foul again. And now he's going to have to go to the bench. Because that's his third foul of the ball game. Second team foul of the quarter. So Landon Montgomery comes back in. So Coopy with the basketball. And coming down the lane, it's going to be blocked by Robbins. And up the floor they come. Tuma. Whoops. And that's going out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. And Aiden Judd either got stepped on or he stepped on somebody. Tuma going to throw it in. Gets it to Montgomery. Tuma on the baseline now. Dribbles all the way through. Kraft will put the shot up. No good. Rebound comes down to Rosenthal up the floor for Marshfield. Rosenthal up top to Coopy. Back to Rosenthal on the right wing. Coopy up top. And down the corner is Fryman on the left side. And coming right down, Rosenthal with the easy layup. His first points of the ball game for Marshfield. Chuma with the basketball. Judd with it. Montgomery. And they're going to say Montgomery shuffled his feet. So it'll be a turnover on the Zizzers. 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers up by 11. Kuthi will bring the ball up the floor. Rosenthal with it. Back to Kuthi up top. Kuthi trying to drive. Now kicks it out to Fryman up top to Rosenthal. Back to Fryman down the corner. Kuthi's going to fire up a three. It's no good. Clayton Robbins is going to get fouled. And I think that's going to be Callaway. And it is. That'll be Callaway's first team foul here in the third quarter on Marshfield. So the Zizzers will bring it up with 3 minutes to go, third quarter. The Zizzers lead it 31-20 over Marshfield. Robbins goes down to Judd inside. Turn around, and he's going to get fouled. Aiden Judd going to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is going to go against Callaway. That's his second team foul. And Judd makes the free throw. Aiden now with 3 points in the ball game. Second free throw from Aiden is no good. And the rebound comes down to Marshfield. Fryman will bring it up the floor. Kuthi on the left wing. There go Kuthi in the lane. Shot up, no good. Judd with the rebound. Judd with it. Gives it up to Robbins at the free throw line. Kraft has it on the baseline. Back to Robbins. Robbins is going to spin. Uses the off a hand. And missed the shot. Here comes Kuthi the other way. Kicks it out. And the three-pointer is going to be no good. And Kraft, Kuthi, with the rebound. And the score by Rosenthal. Robbins will bring it up the floor. Minute 59 to go, third quarter. Zizzers lead it by 10. Kraft runs down the loose basketball. Gets it up to Montgomery. Back to Kraft. Now Robbins. And Robbins threw it away. Kuthi steals the basketball, brings it up the floor. Down into that right corner. Shot is no good. And underneath, Fryman. Fryman gets the rebound and puts it back in. And it's an 8-point lead for the Zizzers. And the Zizzers want a timeout. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. It's 32-24. The Zizzers with the lead. And we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection to you.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine welcomes Dr. Nick Souter to their practice. Dr. Souter shares what drew him to the area.
Our family loves outdoor activities like camping and fishing, and there are just so many of those opportunities in this region for those adventures. I love the spirit of community here in both the medical community and in general. It's just a welcoming and exciting place to raise a family.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. Zizzers with the basketball. Kraft on the right wing, up top to Tuma. And it's Kraft on the right wing, pulls up for the jumper, and it's good. And Jared Kraft now has 10 points in the ball game. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Zizzers lead it by 10. Kuthi with the basketball for Marshfield. Now Rosenthal back over to Kuthi. They'll go to in the corner, Fryman, I believe. Shot no good. Clayton Robbins with the rebound. And Robbins will get it out to Judd. Judd gives it up to Montgomery, and they're going to call him for another travel. And here comes Marshfield with the basketball. 34 seconds to go, third quarter. Low-scoring ball game. Adams with the basketball. Rosenthal, Fryman, now Kuthi. Now they go inside. Shot up, no good. Going to be out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. Kraft with it. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Kraft will get it across the timeline. Gets it to Robbins. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Aiden Judd. And Marshfield will get it with 4.3 seconds to go, third quarter. Rosenthal gives it to Kuthi. Kuthi, and shot is up. No good at the end of three, 34-24. Zizzers with the lead back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove, the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic Tournament. And it will be the West Plains Zizzers to get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. And Zizzers with it. Tuma gives it to Kraft. Jacob Moore with the basketball. Back to Kraft. He'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. And Jared Kraft now with 12 points in the ball game. Zizzers lead it by 12. And now driving the baseline is Hyder. Gives it to Rosenthal. And now turnaround jumper is going to be good by Callaway of Marshfield. Robbins gets it to Tuma. Now it's long. Robbins on the left wing for three. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Callaway. And it'll be Marshfield bringing it up the floor. Hyder down the baseline. Gives it up to Adams. It's stolen by Moore. Here comes Long. Long will pull up for the jumper on the baseline. It's good for three. Josiah Long with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. The Zizzers now lead it by 13. 6:45 to go here in the ball game. And down the lane, and a foul. And now I know there's something wrong, because the foul was on West Plains. They just called Jacob Moore. He didn't even touch anybody. Jacob Moore just picked up his fourth foul of the ball game. and he didn't touch anybody. That time, Callaway went right down the center of the lane, was not touched by anybody. Nobody was within 2 feet of him. And they call a foul on Jacob Moore. Moore's going to go to the bench. Callaway missed the first free throw. And he makes the second one. I'll just tell you right now, folks, I hope we have a different set of officials when we play Thursday night. Long gives it up to Kraft. Back to Long. Aiden Judd inside. Now Clayton Robbins up, missed the shot. And Kraft gets it. Now he's going to get fouled. After about five fouls was committed in that sequence, they finally call a foul. And that's going to go against Hyder. That's his second. First foul, team foul on Marshfield. And Robbins misses the easy shot. Now he's going to get fouled. Clayton Robbins going to the free throw line to shoot two. Another foul on Marshfield. And that one is going to go against Rosenthal. So Clayton Robbins, and I believe he missed the first one, and he misses the second one. And that's going to go. Now, how in the world can you call who the ball went out of bounds on when you ducked your head and turned your back to it? I'm telling you, folks, yep, you ought to be here. Marshfield with the basketball. Hyder up top to Rosenthal. They'll get it to Kuthi. Back to Rosenthal. Kuthi on the right wing. He'll fire a three. That one is no good. And rebound. Going to go off of Aiden Judd out of bounds. And it'll be Marshfield ball on the baseline. So now, Kuthi will throw it in on the baseline. Up top to Hyder. Callaway on the left wing. Ryman now with it. 5:40 to go in the ball game. The Zizzer boys lead it by 12. And it's blocked. And Clayton Robbins just got called for a foul underneath. Got all ball on that one. That should have been a jump ball right there, but they're going to call the foul on Clayton Robbins. So now, Callaway goes the free throw line to shoot two. And he makes the first one. Callaway's second free throw is coming up, and it's good. Kraft with it. Marshfield now with some three-quarter court pressure. Kraft out of Tuma across the timeline. Now they'll go inside. Clayton Robbins gets the easy basket underneath. Robbins has 17. Zizzer's up by 12. Freiman shoots from the wing. It's no good. Long with the rebound for the Zizzers. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Tuma gives it to Robbins, and it goes right through the hands of Aiden Judd out of bounds. Turnover on the Zizzers. So it'll be Marshfield basketball. Kuthi. We'll bring it up the floor for Marshfield up top of the key. Left side pull-up jumper is no good. Robbins with the rebound up to Tuma. And Tuma lost the ball. Here comes Rosenthal the other way. Blocked by Robbins out of bounds. It'll be Marshfield basketball on the baseline. Robbins will throw it in. Freiman going to give it up. Adams gives it to Rosenthal. Now back to Freiman down the right corner. Cuthie inside, kicks it out for Rosenthal. Callaway now at the free throw line. He's going to come down. Shot up, no good. And that's going to go out of bounds off Cuthie, and it'll be Zizzer basketball. Point lead by the Zizzer boys with 4:20 to go in the ball game. And the Zizzer boys have had an awful night. Tuma with the basketball. Down the corner, it's long. Long. And the pass is stolen by Adams. Here comes Adams. He's going to shoot it. No good. Tuma with the rebound up ahead. Here comes Clayton Robbins. Gives it up to Kraft. Josiah Long back to Kraft. Kraft's going to take it up top. Tuma on the right side. Now Long with it. Judd goes to Long, and we've got a foul on Marshfield. It'll be Zizzer ball on the baseline, and Rosenthal picks up his second team foul with quarter. I'm sorry, they said that's the third team foul. And shot's no good by Kraft. Gets his own rebound. Now he'll send it to Judd. Down the corner is Tuma for three. It is no good. And the rebound comes up. Here comes Adams. And Callaway is going to get the layup. Callaway with 7 points here in the fourth quarter. He's been the offense for Marshfield. Tuma gets it up to Robin. Cross court to Long. Now it's Tuma on the baseline on the right side. Long on the right wing. Long gives it up to Kraft. Back to Long. Now it's Robbins. He's going to fire a three from the wing. It's no good. Judd with the rebound. Kraft in, or should say Robbins inside for the easy basket. And timeout is called. 2:42 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead at 43-31. And we are coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota
dealer today. Yeah, it
doesn't
sound like it's been very
good. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsel & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. And it is the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic Tournament. And the official just told Jared Kraft to tuck his jersey in with Marshfield. Three players for Marshfield have their jersey out. Yeah, you betcha. I think we're working with some professionals here, folks. I really do. There's another foul on Cuthie. That's the fourth team foul. One more, and the Zizzers can shoot free throws. Judd gets it to Long. Long over to Aiden Judd. Up top to Kraft now. Kraft coming down the lane with the floater. It's good. Jared Kraft now with 14 in the ball game. It's a 14-point lead with 2:10 to go in the ball game. And the three-pointer is going to be good by Rosenthal. And timeout is called by Marshfield. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Trade.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. The Scissors will get the basketball here. And Tua gets it back to Long. Josiah Long brings it across the timeline. And now he'll give it up to Tuma. Over to Judd. Judd will fire from the wing. It is no good. Out of bounds. It's going to be Marshfield basketball. Minute 53 to go in the ball game. And it'll be Kuthi to throw to bring it up the floor for Marshfield. Gives it up to Callaway. Callaway over to Fryman on the wing. Rosenthal inside for the easy basket. Rosenthal has nine. Judd with the basketball. And Jared Kraft runs it down. Tuma with it now. Judd with the basketball. Kraft up top. Kraft coming down the lane. It's good. Jared Kraft now with 16 in the ball game. And it is an 11-point lead for the Zitters. A minute 14 to go in the ball game. Callaway over to, that would be Rosenthal missing the three. Tuma with the rebound. Kraft with the basketball on the right side. Up top, Tuma. 1 minute to go. Clayton Robbins. And count the basket. And he's fouled. Robbins now with 21. That's the 15 foul on Marshfield. Jacob Moore comes back in. And Aiden Judd will go out. And the foul is going to be on Callaway. That is his third. And Robbins misses the free throw. Rosenthal with a basketball. It's a 13-point lead. And the three-pointer is no good. Jacob Moore. And we've got a jump ball. And it's going to go to Marshfield. Surprised he didn't call a foul on Jacob Moore on that. So it will be Fryman to throw it in on the baseline. And Clayton Robbins is going to pick up the foul. That's his third. Third team foul on the Zizzers. Rosenthal will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Missed the first free throw. 45 seconds to go in the ball game. Stay tuned. We'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show when this one's over. And second free throw is no good. Callaway with the rebound and puts it in. And we've got another timeout. So we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go
Go Zizzers!
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Family Farm Panther Classic in Mountain Grove. Zizzer boys lead it 49-38 with 40 seconds to go in the ball game. Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. They'll have to take the ball the length of the floor. Clayton Robbins to throw it in. Jared Kraft with it. Now back to Robbins. And he'll put the floater up, and it's good. Zizzer's now up by 13. And three, no good. Robbins with the rebound. Robbins will give it up to Tuma. And Marshfield is not going to foul. Now they're going to call a travel on Tuma. 17 seconds to go. And Marshfield will inbound at half court. Fryman gets it to Callaway. Three-pointer out of the corner is good by Rosenthal. And Marshfield calls another timeout with 12 seconds to go and a 10-point lead for the Zizzers. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your
I'm
friends
glad they
and
think they can
are
still win.
Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our
yeah,
sixth Toyota.
Probably.
Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. Now we will try. Well, I think we're going to be able to finish this game out now because Marshfield has called all of their timeouts allotted in the ball game. So maybe with a 10-point lead, Zizzers can win now. But we got to play the final 12.8 seconds. And Robbins with the basketball gets it across the timeline. Now he'll bring it inside and lay it in. And that should do it. Final score is 53-41. Zizzer boys defeat the Marshfield Blue Jays. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic post-game show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry.
Say 30 or 60.
Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7.
Gotcha.
When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Mountain Grove. West Plains Zizzers defeat Marshfield 53-41. Leading the way for the Zizzers, Clayton Robbins with 25 points tonight. Jared Kraft had 16. 4 points for Ethan Tuma, 5 points for Josiah Long, and 3 points for Aiden Judd. For Marshfield, they were led by 12 points from Rosenthal. Callaway had 9. 2 for Hyder, Adams was 6, 7 for Fryman, 1 for Shad, and 3 points for Kuthi. Zizzers and Marshfield tied up 8-8 at the end of one. Zizzers led it 23-11 at the end at the half. They led 34-24 at the end of three, and they went at 53-41. It wasn't pretty. It was ugly. And Zizzers get the win. They go 9-8 on the season. Marshfield will fall to 2-14. Zizzers' next action will be Thursday night at 7:30. They'll play Hartville right here in round two of the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic Tournament here in Mountain Grove. That's 7:30 Thursday night. Zizzers taking on Hartville. The 6 o'clock ball game Thursday night will see Norwood take on Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty. All right. Time for our Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game, and it's going to be Clayton Robbins and Jared Kraft. They had 41 of the 53 points for the Zizzers here tonight. Robbins with 25, Kraft with 16. They're going to be the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic players of the game. We hope you've enjoyed Zizzer Boys basketball this evening on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Eckman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC. See West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking
good.
Company, West
I'm
Plains.
I'm
going to
get everything
Grove
up and running,
there.
Then Bear,
Dodge,
I'll see
Chrysler,
you Thursday.
Jeep and Ram of West Plains.
See you later.
Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed,